Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Chesem Eseches Ksubis. I think yesterday we might have made a mistake. The tally of the dafim, we're up to the 980th daf in Shas, I believe. If there are any of the Talmidim out there that are keeping track as well, as someone once said, for those of you who are keeping score at home, and I know you are, so if anybody knows whether we are on or off in our tally, you could email me at chaimeisenstein@gmail. Bezer Hashem, in today's daf, we are going to be discussing the halacha of igiyaz man veloy nisoy, and that is 12 months after the husband suggests to the wife that they should do nisuin, then there is a chiyuv for him to take her in. And if he does not, the Mishnah Rishona, the first tradition, had it that he's chayv to give her mezonis as well as she could eat truma, and therefore our daf is going to discuss Hilchos Truma, and a woman's right to eat truma when she's a daughter, and when she is a wife, as well as some very important halachos of igiyaz man velo nisa. Then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss a husband's rights to his wife's maisa yodayim. One of the takonos midrabanan of ksuba is mem for mem. What do we mean? Mizonos for maisa yodayim. The chiv for a husband to support his wife is a takonos midrabanan because of the fact that he gets her maisa yodayim. To a point that we'll have opinion later on in our mesechtas that she could say, eini mizonos v'niosa. I'm more successful lawyer than you are. I just destroyed you in a case. And therefore, eini mizonos v'niosa. And I won't, you know, you won't get my living, and I'll take care of myself. So that is a takonim midrabanan, a mezonos tachas maisi adayim. So let's bezer Hashem see inside on the bottom of Nunzayin Amabez, the first wide line, higia zman velo nisa, where we had left off yesterday. Amar ula dvar teira, arusa bas yisrael echeles betruma, shenemar vechein ki ikne nefesh kinyin kaspoy. Really, says ula, already in arusa, a woman who is a Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen, she could eat Truma. Why? Because the Torah HaKadosha says in Parshas Vayikra, in regards to Truma, V'chein kikne nefesh kinyin kaspoy, that any belongings of his, any people who are monetarily associated to him, are able to eat Truma. V'hai nami kinyin kaspohu. And this as well, this woman as well is a kinyin kaspo. So that's an interesting expression over here, kinyan kaspo, because in Kedushin there is a famous chakira, what is Kedushin? From here you see that kinyan Kedushin is called kinyan kaspo, an acquisition of his money. Matam omru eino cheles, what is the reason that we say, nevertheless, in our Mishnah that an arusa does not eat? That is a takana midrabanan, this is a very important teaching of Ula. And that is, again, minat Torah, she should be allowed to eat already when she's arusa. However, there is a chashash midrabanan, an important one, shema yimzegu lakos beveis avia, and that is that she's getting truma, and she's still living in her father's house, and she's going to pour her little brother a cup of wine that, which is not in itself a good idea, but she pours this, her brother, a little brother, a cup of wine that has kedushas truma v'tishka lachel lachosa. So says the Gemara, Yachi igiyaz man velo nisonami. If Ula was right, we said that after the 12 months are up, then in such a case, according to Mishnah Rishona, then she does eat truma. And says the Gemara, hasam duchta miyachidla. Over there, there's going to be a special place that they're going to designate where the truma is going to be. And therefore, everybody knows, we're preparing for Pesach, so everybody knows there's the Pesach corner and there's the Chametz corner, so that once they designate that, then that will halachically solve the problem. So they'll make a corner for Truma, and that takes care of the problem. Asks the Gemara, Ela Miata Loki Kohen, Li Yisrael. Let's say you have a worker, a Kohen, who's working for Yisrael. Lo Leichol Betruma. He shouldn't be allowed to eat truma in the Yisrael's house. Now that we've prohibited the girl from eating truma, the arusa, because she might give to her siblings, so for that matter, anytime a kohen goes to a Jew's Yisrael's house, he should not be able to eat truma. Answers the Gemara, Hashtu mididhu safile. Mididei achle. Since the kohen is eating from the Yisrael, because the owner is the one who provides the food, he provides him his living, so now we're all of a sudden concerned that the boss is going to eat from his lunch, that we don't have to be concerned for. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda Amar Mishum Simpa. We have another explanation, not the explanation of Ula, that says Shemin Yimzugula Kos Veis Avia. There is another reason why the Arusa does not eat the Truma, even though Minatera we have a Chayin Kikne Nefesh that would say that Kinyin Kaspo, that she's able to eat because she's her Kinyin Kesef. Rather, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda says because of Simpon. Simpon, let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says the Kedarko the Kodesh beautifully, 20 lines before the end of Nun Zayinim Abeis, Mishum Simpon, Hu Damar Arusa Lotocha Truma, Achi Yizman Shechai Bimzona Sev. Loshen Simpon Hu Bito. It's the Losh, the word Simpon means to annul. Kigon Shover Hamevato Shtar, just like a receipt that annuls a shtar that says you've been already paid, Kori Simpon. Umumbi Isho Bebehemash Mevato Amekach Kori Simpon. Simpon means the fear that the marriage will be annulled retroactively. And that is, that will turn out that there was a blemish, that there was no way that the husband could have known beforehand, that makes the marriage null and void. So now, the chash is as follows, continues Rashi, 10 lines before the end of the Amud. V'achi gazur ba, and here they made gzer, shem yimtza ba mum, we're afraid they're going to find a blemish. V'nimtza kedushay tosu b'tem, v'nimtza shachem zar b'truma. Turns out she wasn't allowed to eat truma at all, because her marriage is going to be nullified retroactively. Asks the Gemara, Yachi, if that's going to be the chash, nichmis alechupa velo nivela. What happens if he already took her into her house, but they didn't have relations? So then, in such a case, halacha is that she could eat the truma. What about the fact, explains Rashi, 7 lines from the bottom, that he still doesn't see all of her mumin, and why don't you have the chash of simpon? Answers the Gemara, ahasam mivdik badikla. V'hadr me'ayil, only after he checks her out does he take her into the house. Elamiata eved koin shalachu mi Yisrael. If you have an eved of a koin that was bought from a Yisrael, aleichel b'trum mishum simpon. Also, the eved koin should not be able to eat truma until the koin has checked him out from head to toe. We never heard of such a thing. Maybe there's going to be a moment. It's going to make the transaction nullified retroactively. Answers the Gemara, simpon ba'avadim leka. We don't have that chash by avadim. Di'i davroi hakachazle, because if there is a blemish on the outside, the purchaser, the master, sees it when he bought the evan and he decides he's okay with it. Vi'i degui, and if it's inside, something internal, l'malacha kaboy v'shebesei saloich besalei, and it's not something that should disturb him. He's not having a relationship with the evan where more hidden things should bother him. The Eved is there for work, so therefore, the sale would be take effect in either way, and there's no simpon when it comes to sale of Avadim, and that's why the moment a Kohen purchases an Eved, the Eved could eat Truma. Says the Gemara, Nimtza ganevo kiyuv yustius. Not only does it not bother him if he has any hidden movement, but even if it turns out that he's robber or a kidnapper, in such a case, it really is not going to affect, the Gemara says, the acquisition of the Adam. Continues the Gemara on the top of Nun Chesamid Aleph Higiyo. In this such a case, the Kinyan would be Chal. And the Gemara now analyzes Ma'ika, listed Mizuyin or Muchtav Lamalchus. The only time it won't be Chal is if we're talking about that this guy is an armed robber. In other words, he's dangerous. Then, in such a case, he would be Makbid. But otherwise, the owner would not be Makbid. O Muchtav Lamalchus, or he's wanted by the kingdom. So then, in such a case, the owner is likely to lose his Eved once the Malchus gets a hold of him. So then, in such a case, the king would not be Chal. But, Hanu Kolo Islu. There ultimately is a sound. People will know about such avadim, that they're violent robbers, or they're wanted by the kingdom. So then in such a case, in all instances, an eved, case of eved is going to be chal. Period. Now the Gemara goes back to two explanations why an arusa does not eat truma, either because of simpon, or because of shemi yimzigen ulo lechosa ulavi. Michti, bein lamar lo achla. Says the Gemara, both according to explanation Simpon, as well as Shem Yimzgula Beves Avia, she can't eat. My Binai, what's a nafkamina between these two explanations. Ike beinayil kibel masar vaholach. Of course, when it's not clear, we go to Rashi. Says Rashi, three lines into the narrow. Kibel masar, kibel alav baal. Es hamum in lesimpon lekalamechash. What happens if the baal says, I am marrying her no matter what blemish she has? However, shema tishka lachelachosa ikalamechash. Says no concern because of simpon, because he said beferish that he wants the kinyan kedushin to be chal. However, in a case in which it's kibel, that's the first part of the teretz. Kibel, he was mekabel the mumin, so then the kedushin's chal in regards to simpon, but shem tishkal achel achosa, you would have a chash. That's nafkamina number one between the two terutzim. Nafkamina number two is masar. Says Rashi, masar av l'shluchei abal shahochu l'shluchei avim l'shluchei abal. So then, in such a case, we learned that that qualifies nesuin in a mishnah earlier in Perek Nairish and Espatita. But aside from learning that it affects Nisuin, we're going to have a nafkamina between these two explanations of an arusa not being able to eat truma. If the chash is shema tishka lachel achoso, continues Rashi, you don't have to worry about it. All less now, she's left her family because she was given over from her father's house to the husband shluchim. V'ikol meichesh l'simpon, but the husband hasn't checked her out to find out whether she has any mumin that would make the marriage null and void. So that's nafkamina number two. That's nafkamina of Masar. Nafkamina number three, Halak, continues Rashi, Baskoin, Bikihi, Bishmiris Truma, Ulamochra, Bimei Tuma. Excuse me, that's the next Gemara where Rashi is describing. The third nafkamina is Halak. Masar meant that the father gave over his daughter to Shluchei Abal. Halak means that she went with the father of the Shluchav, with the Shluchei Abal, even though she hasn't been given over to the Rishos Habal, but she's already left the father's house, and there isn't any Chshash, Hashem Tashkeo, La'achia V'achosa. So therefore, these are the three nafkaminas, Kibel, Masar, and Halach. Back into the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon, Noyman, Noistin La, Kol Truma. Rabbi Tarfon was of the opinion in our Mishnah that if the husband wants, he could give her entirely truma when he has a chiyuv to support her after the 12 months are up. He would give her truma, and it's going to be her problem that if she is tameya, she cannot eat the truma and she has to sell it. Rabbi Akiva had a dissenting view on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amar Al, 5 lines from the bottom, and he said he has to give her mechze chul mechze truma amar abaye on that. Machloikis, machloikis, abas kohen lekohen. There we're talking about abas kohen, that's marrying a kohen. Avol abas yisrael lekohen, divra kol mechze chul mechze truma. Rabbi Tarfon will agree, in a case of where she's at home, explains Rashi, as abas yisrael, then in such a case, then she's going to be stuck if she only gets truma, because who's she going to give the truma to? Her siblings and her father can't eat the truma. So then in such a case, and to sell it, as we're going to see later on, the Gemara is difficult. So therefore, the halach is that even Rabbi Tarfon agrees to give mechzuchul mechzut truma. Ve'amar Abaye and Abaye also told machlokis barusa. This machlokis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon is only barusa. Avinusua divrei hakol mechzuchul mechzut truma. Rashi explains that when she's in arusa, so then her father and her brothers could help her out, especially her father and brothers that are kohanim, so they know the market, they'll be able to sell the truma. However, she's in nesua, she's no longer with her father and her brothers, and then she's really going to be up a creek, and Rabbi Tarfon would agree to Rabbi Akiva. Tanya Nami Yochi, we learn in the Brisa, Rabbi Tarfon, I mean, no, it's not called truma. Rabbi Tarfon says you give everything truma, kiva, I'm mechzachul, mechzot truma. Ba'medvar ma'murim, this machlokis is only, as we explained above, from Abaye, ve'bas kohen lekohen, only for bas kohen is marrying kohen. Avol bas yisrael lekohen, divra kol mechzachul, and mechzot truma, as we learned above. Ba'medvar ma'murim ba'rusa, and Rabbi Tarfon only holds you give 100% truma by an rusa, avol nesua, divra kol mechzachul, and mechzot truma. We have another sheet over here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Aymer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds, nosan l'shtei yado shel truma ve'achas shochulin. Give 2/3 truma and 1 chulin. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, noisin lo hakol truma. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you give her everything truma. V'hi mocheres v'lokeches bedamim chulin. And she sells it and she buys chulin. Rashi explains that at first glance, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the same shita of Rabbi Tarfon. However, Rashi points out that there is a nafgamina between the two. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you give her the amount of fruits of truma that's necessary for mezonos. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you give her the amount of truma that if you would sell it, she would be able to buy the necessary amount in chulin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually a lot more than Rabbi Tarfon, or a significant amount more. Nosanla, back into the words of the Gemara. Nosanla hakol truma v'mocheres v'lokachas b'dam chulin. So if, let's say, 100 pounds of truma get her 80 pounds of chulin, and she needs 80 pounds of chulin, then you've got to give her 100 pounds of truma according to Rabbi Yehuda, while according to Rabbi Tarfon, you only need to give her 80, and she ends up losing a bit. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, kol makom shehuzkru truma nosan la kiflayim b'chulin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel gives us a ratio. You give twice the amount of truma to chulin. So actually, if she needs 80 chulin, she gets 160 truma. My beinayu, what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? Both of them have to take into account the difference in value. Ika beinayu tircha. The difference between them is the amount of tircha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't take into account the tircha. We only take into account the value. While according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when he said double, he was taking into account the difference of tircha. In other words, how much tircha, you know, we say time is money. So now she's got to be toreach, aside from getting the difference of 100 truma versus 80 chulin, she's now got to do that tircha, and all that has to be taken into account. We learned in our Mishnah, Yavam eino machal b'truma, that when a woman is waiting for Yibum, so then in such a case, the Yavam does not have a chiv to give her truma. By taima, says the Gemara, kinyin kaspa emar rachmana, the entitlement to eat truma is when she is the kinyin kesef of the husband, v'hai kinyin de'achivu, and this Yavam is, and Yavama is an extension of the kinyan of the brother, or the deceased brother, and it's not kinyan kaspo. This continues the Gemara, so she chadashim mifnei ha-baal. If she had eaten 6 months, waited 6 months in front of the husband. Hashne mifnei ha-baal amrit. Oh, now that we said that 6 months doesn't work in front of the husband, so why would we have thought if you have 6 months in front of the husband and 6 months in front of the Yavam, you need to wait 12 months in front of the Baal. So, Mipnei HaYavam Mibai, we would have thought if you have 6 months in front of the husband, 6 months in front of the Yavam, says the Gemara, Zovein Tzarech Lomar Zuktani. What we're saying is not only if she waited 11 months and 11 and a half months under the husband and did only the last 30 days with the Yavam, where it doesn't work because you need 12 full months with the husband and not with the Yavam, waiting for the husband, not the Yavam, certainly 6 months is not going to work. We learned in our Mishnah, Zol Mishnah Rishayna, that this halacha that he feeds her and gives her truma after 12 months is a Mishnah Rishona. But the actual later tradition was not that way until he takes her into the house. My taima, what is the reason that the Mishnah Achrona annulled this halacha? Because it's really kinyin kaspo. Amar ula v'itemrim shmol ayuda misham simpon. Again, the fear of mumin. Bishlem ula kamaisa shem yimzigula kos beveis avia. It makes sense if originally the takon of 12 months was that she doesn't eat for the first 12 months because she's going to give her brother and sister. So then, basraisa mishum simpon. So then we add a new gezeira. That's like the gezeira of Shemuel Bar Yehuda. We learned on the bottom of Zainim Abayz of simpon, and that exists even after 12 months. Ella, says the Gemara on the top of Nun Chesim Abayz, where Shemuel Bar Yehuda kamaisa mishum simpon. According to Shemuel Bar Yehuda, the reason why the first 12 months he doesn't give her is because we're afraid that the marriage is going to be annulled. And then we had a Mishnah Achrona that came along and said, even after 12 months, you have the Chashash of Simpon. What changed between the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona? Again, according to Ula, that the Mishnah Rishon is you wait 12 months because of Shem Yimzigal Kosovese Avia. So then I understand that we annulled everything, and everything being that she doesn't get mezonos until she becomes a nesua, even if 12 months has already passed, because of new chashash of simpon. But according to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, said that the original chashash was simpon. So what changed between the first and second that they annulled in the second entirely? And just says that the Gemara is asking my beinayu. Answers the Gemara, ika beinayu, the nafkamina between the first Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona was the following. Bedikas chutz. What happens if he checked already outside? According to the original Mishnah Rishona, they held that once you check on the outside, Rashi explains that his relatives are going to check, then you don't have to be afraid of any mum. So hence, once the time in the suin came, you were able, they did a check, and there was no fear. Umar Savar, but the Mishnah Achrona says that's not enough. Bedika schutz lo shema bedika. The chshash of simpon is a deeper chshash, and that could only be taken care of after real nesuin is done, and that's why even after 12 months, we don't give her mezonos halacha lemaisa. Begins a new Mishnah, 5 lines from the top. Anu chesam beis hamakdish maisi de yishtoi harezoi oise v'oicheles. If someone says that his wife's maisa yadayim are going to be hegdish, we're going to learn later on that a woman's mezonos, the responsibility for a man to support his wife, is a takana in the place of maisa yadayim. And therefore, technically, the husband is entitled to her maisa yadayim. What happens if he makes it hegdish? So the halacha is that it doesn't take effect. Hareza oisev oicheles, she could continue work and she could eat. Gemara is going to tell us why. However, adds the Gemara hamoiser, what happens if it's not the maisa yadayim, all of it that he's magdish, but the leftover amount that's not necessary for her to give to her husband based on the takanas chachamim? What happens if he's magdish that? So then, what is going on in our Mishnah will all be explained later on in the Gemara. The only thing we can understand is what Rashi tells us at the end of Dibra Hamaschel Hamoisar, where Rashi says that the leftover, the extra Maisi Yadayim that's not necessary for the Mizonos is Konui law. Let's take a look at Rashi. 5 lines before the Gemara. Va'amoyser konui law b'ma kesef shethiknu l'chacham shiitin law b'chol Shabbos. Ma kesef l'tzarcheo levad ha-mezonos. So the husband, aside from giving mezonos, and therefore he's entitled to ma'is yadayim, he also gives a ma'a kesef every Shabbos for other needs. Let's say for cosmetics or anything else. So that is also belongs to husband. And that, Rabbi Meir says, you could be Magdish. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says you can't. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, but we're going to have to see what exactly is that issue. He can't be Magdish the Maisi Yadayim, but Rabbi Meir is of the opinion he could be Magdish the